Nation Gilad Atzmon. He's in London. He's an Israeli writer and musician who once served, indeed, in the Israeli army. Mr. Atzmon, thanks for being with us. We'll talk about your particular thoughts on what happened in a minute or so, but more broadly before that, what do you think of the Israeli media's reaction to the attack on the flotilla?
Yeah, I think that it's a reflection of Israeli collective madness. It is very clear that Israel was the aggressor here. And if you look at the Israeli media, the way they describe it as lynch, or that the Israeli soldiers were ambushed, they are now mocked by the entire international community. On a deeper thought, it is very clear that Israelis have lost the capacity to understand the process of causality in history. You know, they obviously don't realize that they were the aggressor. And if they cannot understand such a simple process in history, it is not surprising that they don't, that they fail to understand the terrible circumstances, that followed the Jewish history for so long.
Well, we had Danny Aylon, the deputy foreign minister for Israel, on the line just last hour. Obviously, he's saying something completely different from you, 180 degrees away from it. But you're saying on your website that you think the attack was premeditated. Why do you say that? What evidence do you have?
It is very clear. I, at 7 o'clock in the evening, London time, 7-8 hours before the attack, realized that there is an attack coming. The attack was premeditated because we had people talking about it within the Israeli press. We knew what military unit, Flotilla 13, they were about to employ. We know that this is not a policing force. This is a unit that is trained to kill. And we know that the Israelis are fully convinced that the power of deterrence is a function of the blood, the trail of blood they leave behind. We saw it in Lebanon in 2006. We saw it in Gaza in 2008, 2009. We saw it a few months back in Dubai. And we saw it yesterday. They are really sure that the more people they kill, the more people are deterred to jeopardize with what they regard as their security. As we know, they had been defeated in 2006. They achieved nothing in Gaza. And obviously, what happened this week is a proof that they are completely failed to calculate. Their move. They are completely not capable to lead.
Well, Israel says it wants to carry out its own independent investigation into this incident, this particular incident on this boat. However, it does seem to be dragging its heels, doesn't it, over calls for an international independent inquiry. Why is it dragging its heels, do you think?
I don't know about international. I don't think, to be honest here, I don't think that there is any need for an international inquiry, because everything is obvious. There is no, that it's not that we miss any kind of information. In some time in military operations, things go wrong, and a military unit is finding itself involved in a unethical or criminal or a war crime. However, the case here is very different. The Israeli cabinet is full with military commanders. Bogi Yaalon was the chief of staff. Ehud Barak, defense minister, was chief of staff. These people gave clear orders to the army. They knew exactly.
So are you saying there are too many what you're saying here, there are too many hotheads maybe in charge, military people?
Yeah, but it is more than that. We don't, and this is very harsh what I'm saying here, we don't need a military, and we don't need any kind of an inquiry here, because if you really want to know what the Israelis are doing and what, why they are involved in so many crimes, Israel, in the last decade, or maybe some would say six decades, all you have to do really is to read the Old Testament. It is very clear that the Israeli interpretation of the Bible is not spiritual at all. It's actually it's a deadly interpretation.
Okay, well that could be argued about either way. Let's look at the facts. Let's look at what happened on this boat. Do you think, by any stretch of the imagination, the Israeli military really expected this to happen? Because it surely is a PR exercise. Nothing else has backfired, even discounting the terribly unfortunate deaths that have happened. Do you really think they planned it, as you put it, to turn out like this?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I was watching a live broadcast from the Marmara, from the Turkish boat, and it was very clear to me that on the upper deck there were quite a few people that are slightly different from the usual peace activists that we see in the West. In what sense? They were just younger, and it was... I definitely don't buy the story of the Israelis that they were jihadists or Hamas. Not that I myself have any problem with Hamas. I think that they were genuinely peace activists, but they were very different from the profile of the activists that were on other ships. So the Israelis were supposed to understand that they may confront some resistance. However, I didn't follow the news today. It is very clear that those activists didn't have any warm weapons. They may have used chairs, and this is more than acceptable, you know. The Guardian editorial today said, what did the Israeli expected? That they would land on this ship in the middle of the night and they would be invited for a tea with the captain? No, they were not welcome. They were breaching the international law and they had to be confronted. They were confronted, and the world sees now what Israel is all about. Obviously, it's not news for me. I know what Israel is about for quite a few years, and I write about it extensively.
Gilad Atzmon, got myself terribly confused there for a second. Israeli writer, musician who once served in the Israeli army. Thank you for being on the line.
Just one correction. I'm not an Israeli writer. I was born in Israel. I have nothing to do with this place.
All right.
I'm British.
Thank you for that. And Danny Allen, right. Of course, the Israeli Foreign Deputy Foreign Minister, on our programme a little earlier as well, putting his side of the story here on RT tonight. Thank you.